For the second Document Interoperability Technical Lab, we traveled around the world to Seoul, Korea for a meeting with several software developers, including representatives from Kanoi, WOM, ECO, and Tomatech. OpenXML and accessibility were topics of discussion for the Seoul event in a city where software developers are keen about interoperability's important role in the exchange of information. Participants discussed a number of different ways they were integrating Microsoft technologies with non-office systems, and we learned that there are a number of products in the Korean market that take advantage of open, standards-based document file formats.
한계점이 있는데 많아서 이 OpenXML은 지원한 범위가 아주 넓습니다. 그래서 이런 부분을 저희 제품에 반영을 한다면 고객 입장에서 보면 좀 더 편리하게 사용할 수 있고 또 개발자 입장에서 보면은 좀 더 많은 고객을
The lab kicked off with a roundtable discussion of interoperability between DAISY, an XML-based document format for accessibility, and the OpenXML standard. The team from Tomatech showed the real-world power of DAISY with their demonstration of a novel device that uses the XML to DAISY translator, a DAISY reader with synthetic voice to translate OpenXML documents for people who have print disabilities like blindness or dyslexia.
The most interesting one was the handheld digital player to enable physically challenged people to listen to and read content, particularly embracing DAISY format.
The discussion continued with demonstrations of how OpenXML to ODF translation tools, currently available on SourceForge.net, can be used in both centralized and distributed workflows. In the end, the conference in Seoul really connected the dots between the technologies used to achieve interoperability and the impact it can have on people day to day.
중요한 부분이 비즈니스 모델이 되겠습니다. 비즈니스 모델 측면에서 세계 각국의 다양한 비즈니스 모델을 소개받아서 오늘